Advancing on Ukraine's capital. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. There's heavy fighting on the outskirts of Kyiv.
You can see muzzle flashes from some of the artillery that the Russians have arrayed in the suburbs of Kyiv. I can tell you that they are now just in some places 9 or 10 miles from the city center, well within range if the Russians decide to actually start shelling the very center of the capital. In the meantime, Russia accusing the U.S. of being involved in bioweapons production here in Ukraine, something the United States says is completely and utterly ridiculous.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. In Mariupol, Russian forces were accused of shelling a mosque where more than 80 people were sheltering. More defiance from Ukraine's president.
It's impossible to say how many days we still have to free Ukrainian land, but we can say we will do it because we want it. It's a patriotic war against a very stubborn enemy.
In a video posted last night, Volodymyr Zelensky referenced the apparent abduction of a mayor by Russian forces, calling it a new stage of terror. Additional U.S. troops have deployed to Europe. Roughly 12,000 total have been sent to NATO countries from U.S. bases. Other U.S. service members already stationed in Europe have been shifted to other countries. Tragedy outside a popular restaurant in Washington. Police say an out-of-control driver plowed into the patio area yesterday, killing two people and injuring several others.
D.C. police say the crash appeared to be an accident and that the driver is cooperating with investigators. A gray Subaru crossed over a sidewalk before crashing into the Parthenon restaurant and then a storefront.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Three of the injured are critical. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Just about everything we buy is costing more, but President Biden says, don't blame him.
I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
While speaking in Philadelphia, the president pointed the finger at Russia's leader.
The White House talking point that you're going to hear from every Democrat in the country, you're going to hear from the corporate media, is the increase in gas prices is all Putin's fault. And it's just a flat out lie.
Senate Republican Ted Cruz. An effort to protect reproductive rights is underway in Maryland. State lawmakers in the House voted Friday to enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. They also voted in favor of a separate measure to broaden access to abortion providers. If the measure is approved by the state Senate, voters will have the final say in November. A legal loss in Texas for abortion providers who challenged a new law.
The all-Republican Texas Supreme Court has ruled that the state's abortion law, the nation's toughest, will remain in place, ending what little path forward abortion providers had been given by the Supreme Court. While Texas abortion clinics say they're not dropping the lawsuit, they expect it will be dismissed in the coming weeks or months. Texas law bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy, often before someone knows if they're pregnant or not, and it makes no exceptions in cases of rape or incest. It's likely to embolden other Republican-controlled states like Oklahoma, where the GOP-controlled state Senate approved several anti-abortion measures this week, including a Texas-style ban. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Also in Texas, a federal judge has blocked the state from investigating the parents of transgender children who receive gender-confirming care. The state is planning to appeal. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.